or Chidabhas.
Yeah.
Person, pure person, liberated soul, and this struggling in the matter, that soul. Two kinds, Baddha Jiva, Khara Okhara. Khara Stakhara Revacha. Khara Sarvadmani Bhutani Okutastho Khara Uchyati. So then the Khara, what I missed the link.
That the first consciousness and then the manifestation of
that.
Like I asked you the question that everything is actually a person.
A person.
Right? Like now it's morning.
Person, Baddha Jiva, just as Baddha Jiva.
Yeah.
Person means liberated person and non-liberated person.
Yes.
Mixed with material transaction. So they will be considered all person. All person means all consciousness, unit of consciousness. So person is surrounded by personal existence, chetan.
But Maharaj, say Ganga, we are perceiving Ganga as
Ganga,
the water.
Yes.
But she is a person.
A person.
Now
everything,
in what platform?
Everything is person.
Yeah.
Before we go to the material conception, we must pass through the personal conception aspect of that thing.
Oh, I see. So purer we become, the more personal we become.
Yes.
But Maharaj, what about the...
Actually it is so. It is in Jamuna, and the Balukana, all chetan, but posing in a passive way. Posing is in different way. But they are all conscious, the trees, the fruit, everything is conscious, spiritual. But posing of different type. The cows, and everything is conscious. So, conscious characteristic we find, the Arya Aryans, they took in nature, everything conscious, addressing them as conscious. That is the basis, universal basis. That before we come to material consciousness, we have to pass through a stage of a conception, a concept of a particular thing. That is, in my experience, what we find that is conscious in this side. It is in me, this reflection in me, and in me, the plane, that is conscious. The subject is consciousness. And whatever that thing may be, it casts its reflection in it. And he is concerned only with that. And he does not know what on the other side.
Maharaj, in the individual, how we can differentiate consciousness from mind?
With an individual, how can you make a distinction between the consciousness and the mind?
Consciousness, it is Gita, it is the road, is suggested. Indriyani parannahu indriyadbha parangmano manasastu parabuddhi buddhi japaratastu sa. Paramatma, paramir, the soul conception, the spiritual conception, the world conception, you are coming through a particular process. By a method of elimination, you can go and rest. And in what is mind, it is called that basana. I want this, I don't want this.
Sankalpa
vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa. What is mind? The thing which contains apathy and sympathy for the external thing, that is mind. We have to trace within us what is that thing. What is that thing? It is with me, and I am to enter into my own self and try to have experience. What is that thing? Then the faculty of judgment, reason. What is that thing? It is in me. Try to find or come in touch with that thing directly. I did once. Once I did so. Try to find what is my mind. It is already in me. what is that? What is the reason in me? And what is the source crossing the stage of the decisive faculty? What is that? Like yogi has to come in direct touch with the material that's within us. The intelligence is within me. And why should I not can trust? What is it to see?
When the faith is growing in a particular direction, how we can say, how we can know that it's coming from our own self, from our inner consciousness, and not from the influence of the environment, of the circumstances?
Can't follow wholly.
He's saying
the faith, when the faith develops.
How do we know that it is developing from inside, not an influence from outside?
I say when the faith is growing in a particular direction, how we can know for sure that this comes from our inner consciousness and not from the influence of the environment.
So it's just as an environment, by the help of the external, it can be, when one is sleeping, by external interference he can be roused. So something like that. He's dormant, but external help, he awakes from his slumber. He can feel. His own feeling is guaranteed.
Krishna will be helped.
Now you are such and such, I am such and such. And if I apply the process, I am becoming more and more conscious. In this way, he is his own guarantee that by the help of my friends, my health is, I recover my health. In this way.
Achha, Maharaj, I wanted to clarify one point.
Yes.
That in Kapila Sangha philosophy, that Pradhan, is that this unmanifested matter, which is eternal. So you're saying that everything is consciousness, so that also has consciousness.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So from there, this the three modes everything of material nature.
Material only misconception, which is the cause of all this material existence, that has got also personality, the Devi. That is also.
But then why is that... when in the manifested world, in this cosmic world, when the living entities, it said it is injected into this pradhan stage, so that the individual consciousness comes into existence.
That is all, man. The world means within misconception. Within misconception, you have proper conception, then you can read Krishna Lila everywhere. Bondeki bhong hai ei Vrindavan, sailo deki mona hai ei Govardhan. Everything will excite you about Vrindavan. You won't see the outward thing if you are relieved from misconception. A madman maladjusted brain. When he is cured, in madness, he is in the midst of his friends. But when he gone back to normal position, the same thing, all friends. Only the misconception to be removed, the disease to be removed. Everything is all that.
The disease is a lack of Krishna consciousness.
A lack of consciousness, misconception, disease of this separate interest. The point of separate interest, dityabhinivishatasat, ishadapi tushyabhivajyayu basmati. The deviation, the charm of separate interest, the prospect of separate interest, is the root cause of all these misunderstandings. Bhayam dityabhinivishatasya, the concepts of provincialism, localism, local interest, provincial interest, has caused the difference. From the central, we are away from the central conception. From universal consciousness, we have come to localism, all the way in so many differences. Different stages are evolved only in this process. There is provincialism and universalism. Loss of the consciousness of the center. That is the root of everything. Didiyavinivesatasat, ishadapitasvipurjayasmati. Whole organic whole consciousness, that is the healthy, most healthy position. That is adjustment. Maladjustment is the cause. Mm-hmm. Adjustment is life. It is liberated life. And to be the prey of maladjustment, that is to approach pain, misery, because everything is all right, only in the conception of our own personal interest, special interest, not universal. That is the cause of the detachment from the conception of the whole and from the conception of our health, as is my health, or the satisfaction, the ananda, the happiness of health. We are deprived of the happiness of our healthy position. The cause is self-interest. Dhyavini satasat. Gaudharibo. The autocrat is absolute good. The absolute autocrat is absolute good. So no room for complaint. Shurhiram sarvabhutanam gatta mansar. I am everything, you are nothing. But I am your friend. Don't forget that. You are represented in me. Don't forget that. That detachment has been the cause of all the misery you are suffering from at present. Mm-hmm. You and your caste, all of you, have lost faith in me that I am your friend. You are jealous that I am not the master, someone the master. No taxation without representation. But you are well represented in me, more than you can conceive. Why do you forget that? Reinstate you in that faith, you will be all right. It is by your fault that you are suffering. Otherwise, no difference in dealing or vision from the universal standpoint. Gaudharibo Nidhari. Prabhayam dityavindvi satasat ishadapitusya ishaggan. My master, that he is my master, he is my vedrishya, he is my guardian. The deviation from that is a misery of so infinite magnitude, but the cause is very subtle and little. Eager. Detachment. We are detached. We are captivated in enemy camp. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaudharibol.
So these are wonderful informations.
Just as you may take the case of a madman, vikhipta chitta. Patanjali vikhipta chitta. Khipta is rather better. Disorganized, but vikhipta, it is organized, organized way we are attending towards our what is bad, what is evil. Mm-hmm. In organized way we are searching that. Not only Vikshipta, not only disorganized way, but it is quite intellectually set, intelligently set towards the bad. That is Vikshipta. Worse than that, according to Patanjali.
Rationally disorganized.
What will be the relief? A madman, what everything he has got in possession, but only he is out of consciousness. The consciousness is to be set properly. Then he will find, oh, everything is there. Back to home. His consciousness cast aside, not in home. The homeward, that consciousness must be pushed homeward. That is the problem. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell, I don't admit any hemming in this world, only that of Krishna consciousness. Krishna katha durbhikha. He just bar bar khub garjan kore bolte shuri. Whenever excited, he used to give this expression out. Kono durbhikha shikar kori ne jagate. Ekmatra Krishna katha durbhikha. Say, from door to door, that Krishna is there, you are Krishna. You belong to Krishna Das, you are Krishna Das. Only remind this from door to door, go to soul. You are Krishna Das. Then he would find, oh, everything I have got. I am Krishna Das, connect with Krishna. That link must be supplied. Then everything all that. No other that of anything here. No dust, no vision, no nothing. Only that you have forgot Krishna, your Lord. Only that point you must push, strike. And this universal necessity is here. No other necessity. I don't admit anything. When excited, he used to say like that. Ekmatra Krishna katha durbhikha. Only one want is there. That is, they have forgotten their Lord, who has got, who is infinite, infinite bliss. Only try to reinstate those souls, those conceiving, those feeling agents, connect with that Krishna. Everything will be all right. All is fire, burning, fire burning. No necessity of extinguishing the fire. What will be burnt into ashes by fire? You have nothing to do with that one. All your inner demands can be met only in connection with Krishna. The other things are all unnecessary, which may be burnt to ashes, which may be devoured by the flood or anything else. You have no real concern there. The opposite concern. They have taken you back, attracting you back towards it. You can't allow your mind to go to Krishna. So negative, these are all enemy. So may be burned to ashes, the whole world. We are not affected in any way by that. The war may be devastated, the earth, sun, everything may vanish. But still we remain. And if we can have connection with Krishna, these are all unnecessary for us. And for everyone. Why should we come to live in the mortal world? Identifying, erroneously identifying with flesh and blood, and we are only thinking that we are dying, we are born, being born and dying. A false notion. Gaur-hari-bol. So everything is conscious. Conscious. And when we realize it fully, we are in Sarva-shakti domain, there. But posing is such that Jamuna, that water, that creeper, that tree, but all consciousness, posing in different way.
So they're acting also consciously, Maharaj.
Huh?
They're acting also consciously.
Consciously.
Like when Krishna goes to take bath in Jamuna, all the waves rush to embrace Krishna.
Jamuna Uyan. They melt, footsteps, the stone melting, footsteps painted there sometimes. So everything is conscious. So this Rahu Ketu, the Grahan, the aliens in their scripture, they're everywhere they find, they are talking with the nature as they are talking with person. And it is real. And ours is deviated ignorance. Hare Krishna. The fossilism you are crushed. Swami Maharaj's order. You take a strong position here and crush the fossilism. Who says that is fossil? First consciousness. The Berkeley's theory. Not that we are in the world, but world is in mind. Not that mind in the world, but world is in mind.
No everything. Matter, never mind.
No conception, nothing remains.
Actually, from that the English expression came, no matter, never mind.
Ultimately, all concoction.
Yeah, all concoction.
And these other things are concoction. So don't worry. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.